The Vice Chancellor of the University of Allied and Health Sciences, WHO, Professor Fred Benker, has described the passing away of President Mills as a great loss to the development of a great vision. Speaking to Great Radio Ghana, he said the late president, within 3 years, approached the development of education at all levels with the needed attention and did well to build on technical education. He spoke to Georgette Cole.
This has been a real loss to our nation, and to me in particular, as the person that is leading the team to develop the new university in the Volta region, this has been his vision, this has been his developmental agenda, and we really were looking forward to his support to guide us as we go through the development of this great university. So this has been a personal loss and a great loss to the team that is developing the university in the Volta region.
How do you see Professor Mills' contribution to development of education, especially in the field of medicine and health?
I think he has approached the development of education in a total and a holistic manner. Not only has he looked at the development of education in the primary and secondary level, but also has put in measures to improve on tertiary education in establishing 2 new public universities at a time when there's been a proliferation of private universities. But clearly, there was still a big gap in the number of students that were getting admission into tertiary institutions. And I think this contribution is really a great vision that he has. In addition, he's not only introduced these 2 new universities in a way that we traditionally have, he started to build on developing technical universities. So the one in the Volta region is focusing on health and allied sciences, unlike the other traditional universities which will have several other faculties. And the one in Tsunami is focusing on energy and natural resources.
In your candid view, what major things do you think he would have accomplished, not only in medicine, if it had not been for his untimely death?
I think his vision is to improve on the human capacity in the country, and that once we had a solid human capacity, then our developmental agenda could be well prosecuted. So he started focusing both on the human capacity. He was looking at infrastructure development, but his focus in education generally was to make sure that we have the well-trained personnel that will move us into the next stage of our development.
This legacy President Mills left behind, can we as a nation build on it to achieve our Better Ghana agenda?
We definitely have no choice, and I'm sure that President John Mahama is going to follow in the same footsteps. There is no way we can develop and improve on the Better Ghana agenda without developing the human capacity.
Is the university going to do something in remembrance of the late president?
We definitely will do something. First of all, in creating these universities, our first aim is to make sure that these become top-class universities, which will become a kind of a memorial to his name and his vision. So our first task is to make sure these universities get off the ground next month, and that we build a solid foundation for the universities for the future.
The Vice Chancellor of the University of Health and Allied Sciences, Professor Benker.